Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
So the other day, I sent a message to Sue. It was later in the day. It was one of my longer days this last week, and I just kind of sent a message to her, you know, because I know she's been very busy with multiple things and with work and stuff. So I just said, "Honey, do you need me to pick you up anything on the way home?" How many of you husbands do that? Every husband's hand should be going up, but at least you're honest. Okay. Is there anything you need me to pick up on the way home? You know, whether it's run to the grocery store. And I want you to know, that is a hard thing to say right now in Sparta because I got the whole town tore up. I got to go a creative way home. I mean, they even had part of downtown closed the other day. And it's not a complaint. They're making things better, right? Hallelujah. Hope so. Okay. So anyhow, or do you want me to pick you up some supper, something to eat? And she messages back, and she says, "Nope, everything's good, and I'm making soup for supper." And I replied back, and I said, "That sounds great. Oh, love it." And she messages back and says, "Don't get too excited. I didn't use a recipe. I just kind of made this up." And I replied, and I said, "Oh, now I'm really excited. I like when you make things up because they always taste so good." I wasn't lying. And got home and had this soup that had no recipe for it. And I'm telling you, it was fantastic. And I know that she used some of the fresh vegetables from the garden because the garden's kind of winding down, and she's had a strainer full of mixed vegetables from the garden, and I know she used some of those and everything. I'm telling you, it's so good, and I'm going to have leftovers, okay? This is so vastly different than when we got married. You've heard me say this probably. Our first year of marriage, it was like she made chicken every day. Now I want you to know, I'm a new husband at that point. I'm young, Christian man. I'm a youth pastor. I'm in full-time ministry. Got to obey the convictions of the Spirit in my life. But I lied all the time. I was a young, scared husband. I'm telling you, it is a terrible thing to be hungry and go home to a meal that is undesirable and pretend like you're hungry. Sue's not here this morning, but it's okay. You don't have to run and tell her. She knows this stuff. I remember we were married for a short amount of time, and we were renting a semi-detached home, and she was going to try homemade bread. It sounded good in my mind. That bread turned out is about 2 inches thick, and it weighed about 50 pounds. You're laughing because some of you have made that same bread. It didn't look like the picture, okay, in the book, and I cut a, I'm going to try it. we already know it didn't turn. But, you know, I'm trying to be a good husband. So, you know, I was going to cut a piece off. You know, she knew it wasn't any good. She felt a little bad, but we laughed about it. And, you know, I carried it over, you know, and let it go into the garbage can. It sounded like a big old steel wrecking ball falling into that can. And so, you know, she grew up, her mom cooked, you know, did some things. It's not like that Sue didn't pay any attention, but she didn't spend her time in the kitchen. And, you know, her mother just kind of took care of things. And so, you know, here you are and you're newly married. And, you know, I came from a home where everything tasted pretty good. My mom, she was a good cook. There was a few recipes she tried that didn't, you know, turn out, but it was something new, and it wasn't her fault. It was just a bad recipe, you know. Whatever she did with those wiener things in the casserole dish that one time, you always tell her, could you eat that? Where, you know, your dad works hard, blah, 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 blah. And then she tasted it. Yeah, we're not eating that. You know, that happens to everybody, you know, once in a while, even those who are so proficient in the kitchen. And, you know, so here's Sue. And now let me give you another example of Sue. This November will be, end of November will be 35 years for us. So let me tell you what 35 years does. So last week, I think it was last week, yeah, this last week, as you know, my dad, he's been in the hospital, and so my mom, you know, she's running back and forth and that, and I just kind of spare the moment in that afternoon. Now, Sue's at work. Remember, this is her mother-in-law, and I texted Sue and figuring she'll get it at some point. I said, I invited mom over for dinner. And I want you to know, I put some meat on the smoker earlier in the day before I left for my day. And I said, I picked up a little bit of meat, and I'll put some on the grill. And I also picked up some fresh asparagus. And I know that that only takes a minute, and you do something special with it when you fry it in a pan, and it's just amazing. I said, that's all you have to do, because I know you just come home from work. A little while later, I get a text from Sue, and she says, okay, I'll just have to, you know, pick up the house quick. I can make the asparagus. I've also got, you know, this I'll put on. And I was like, hey, listen, this is not supposed to be a lot of work for you. Just rather than mom going home and eating alone, come on over, you know, we can visit together. And she says, okay, no problem. And so I'm home. I know when Sue's about to be home, told mom when to come, allows Sue a little bit of time to get home and, you know, change and do a couple of things, you know, that, you know how it is, daily life. And she's at home, puts on the asparagus, some other vegetable or something, and because, you know, my idea is for a meal is just meat's good enough. I got the asparagus in honor of them. You know, I remember when Brock was home, you know, the girls were off and married and Brock was home with me and Sue was out of town for a couple of days. I'd fire up the grill, cook 20 pounds of meat. It lasted us for 3-4 days. We were good, you know. There was nothing wasted. We ate it all, you know. I'm glad she came home. We would have got scurvy otherwise. You know, we didn't have a vegetable or fruit or anything. But, you know, carnivores, you know, that's the way we are. So, anyhow, so Sue's there at home, and, you know, she did a quick little cleanup thing. I want you to know that, you know, 20 years ago, you invited your mother over. I'm at work. I don't have time to clean the house. I got to make things just right. I got to make a right meal for, you know, it's your mother-in-law, that whole concept. Sue went from making chicken every day and making me lie every day, like, it's good, I'm full, okay, I'll have more. To now, You can even invite your mom over, and they get along real good. I'm just saying, you know, it's the whole mother-in-law concept. You know, this would have sent Sue into a tailspin years ago. You did what? Why didn't you plan this? Why didn't we plan ahead? I got to, you know, she's going to come over at your mother. She keeps this clean house. She can eat off her floor, you know, blah, 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 and all the comparison stuff of, you know, and she's a good cook. And to now where Sue says, no problem. Got it. We finish eating dinner, and Sue walks over with this fresh dessert. And my mom goes, you just got home. You had time for dessert? Oh, yeah, I just kind of put something together. I'm like, that's my woman. You know, this was the girl that I lied to for the first couple years of marriage that her food was good. And I want you to know the Spirit of God did not convict me over lying. I use the scripture not against God, but to say, remember in Galatians it says there's no law against kindness. You know, that was my big justification. I mean, I am not going to demean this girl and all this, you know, I'm just going to stay skinny for a long time. And I did till I was about 30. Things started kicking in. We had kids. She was home. She was cooking. She just carried so much demand at home. What a woman. And so through time and experience, through successes and burnt offerings, you know, failures, she took notes. I mean, she had some recipes and stuff that were given to her when we were first married, but I don't know. Maybe she had trouble reading. And things didn't look like the picture back then. I'm not ripping on my wife. Let me finish the story. Don't march out yet. But she went from that to now where people call her and say, will you bake this for us? We'll pay you. I want to put an order in. What has, you know, gone on? I mean, this morning, before I left, because I knew what I was sharing this morning, I went down. Now, this isn't even a remnant of cookbooks in our house, but I went down. See, there's some upstairs in the kitchen, and then there's like a bookcase downstairs that's got rows of, and then there's some in other places. I want you to know, I went down to the recesses of the hallowed place, okay, and brought a few books. You see, over the years, you know, she's picked up books, bought books, was given books, and these hang around, and, you know, pages fall out, you know, and she's taking notes of, you know, what goes with what. Now, this, don't tell her, okay, because I'm about to show, well, I'll show you this, you know, so there's food for holidays, just like yours are special events, you know, this is just, I just grabbed one quick thing here, and, you know, interesting thing when I picked this up, I remember what some of the youth would tell, back when we had kids at home and they were teenagers and they had people over and stuff like that, they had other youth tell them that, you know, when I go to your house, you know, every house has a smell, and your house smells like homemade baked cookies. Well, back when Sue did the youth here many years ago, I don't know if you know that, she did the youth ministry here. It was just a marvelous time. I mean, they used to run like 80 kids down there, 60, 80 kids. It was just a different time, different kids were in youth, stuff like that. But she used, I know one of the keys to youth ministry growth down there when you have a mama do it, she bring cookies every week. You know, these kids would pile in. You know, this is, I don't know, this may have been handed down from my mother. Mom, you're here somewhere. I said, did you give Sue this book? No, but you have one like that. Okay. So I don't know where Sue got, Sue may have gotten this brand new. I don't know. I mean, look at this, okay? I mean, it's like the pages in here are antiqued, and yes, you got to be careful. And that one's fallen. Okay. Yeah, that one's fallen. I'd be careful. That one says desserts on it. We were putting that one back. Okay, so, and then, you know, Sue will have a couple of cards around and recipes. But now this one here, this is the hallowed book. Okay, this is pages falling out. They're not in alphabetical order. She's got labels over here, like from bread and stuff. I mean, we have people put in bread orders. You know, we don't have a business. She just, so this is the same woman that I married. But wow, what a transformation. But I want you to hear this. It took what? Time. And it took effort. Right? It took time and it took effort. And it took taking notes over these recipes. They have little hand notes and stuff all over them. Okay? And I want you to know that I've helped with some of these. I have. Because I have to help with the math part. How many teaspoons are in an ounce, and how many ounces are in a cup, and how many, you know, so I contribute. Then I went this morning. This I have to put back before she gets home. Well, see this box here? This was like runner-up to the Ark of the Covenant. Okay, these recipes here, these... I should really make you wear sunglasses when you look in here because these are tattered, torn. These are, within here is a recipe that Sicilian people kill for, okay? They take each other's life for back in Sicily. So, I mean, it's just, you know, there's a recipe, this was effort, this was time, but there's a recipe. Now she gets to the point, not where she's just memorized certain recipes. She still needs to reference them all. Oh my goodness, there's thousands and thousands of recipes. Okay? But where she can say, well, I just made this soup up. I can, because she's learned what belongs there. How much of it belongs there? And what does it belong with? And how much does that with, how much of that should be with this? And when do you add it? And what's the temperature? And how long do you do this? She has to do all of this. What transformed? This is part of the process of her transformation, a recipe to, you know, over Sue's journey of life to be able to do in the kitchen what I couldn't even barely hope for anymore in the beginning. I don't want to say grilled cheese was a chore, but, you know. Now, she can just make it up as she goes along without a recipe at times because she just knows. There's some biblical recipes for you and I. And I want you to hear this. For those of you who are newer in the Lord, or maybe you knew the Lord a while, but some engagement of His Spirit, your faith is heightened and there's a new sincerity or commitment or passion, something's happened. I want you to hear this. It is the Lord who saves us. It is the Lord who helps us. But listen to me. He's involved. But so's our humanity. And so I want you to know that it still takes time. He instantly can deliver us of something. Instantly saved. But he has a recipe that he has brought to light for you and I. And I don't want you to get discouraged in your walk. And we all do. We get a little frustrated with our humanity or our will, sometimes frustrated with his recipe. But I want you to know that he's given you a recipe. And as God tarries and we continue to live, there's time. There's no microwave in God's kitchen. I want you to hear that. He delivers. He can deliver immediately. But once we know him and we walk with him, this walking, this intrinsic understanding that it takes time to walk with God. Don't throw in the towel. He's making you holy. We got to cooperate. And for those who are further along and you're looking at somebody else's walk who's new and they're in their own kitchen and they're just learning the recipe, don't expect it to be perfect. I was the recipient. Sue and I were the recipient just over a week ago, or it was last week, of a little gift box from a young teenager in our church. She's taking an online course in her education, and one of them is at some type of home ec or baking. And she told her mom, I think tomorrow we should spend the day baking. And she put together these little gift boxes and wrapped with a bow and a little note, and so pretty. And inside were baked goods. And I remembered our girls starting. I remember Sue starting. And now here are these little treats. It was so cute. And they looked good. And some of them, you know, had things go together that probably don't always go together. But isn't that where we all start with things in our life? But it brought such delight to me. Did it all taste like Sue's? Not the new Sue, not the recent Sue. But you know what? It was good, and it was delightful. And I was so glad to be included on that list. And I thought, here's a Sue in the making. Here's a Sue in the making. And frankly, I wish Sue would have started at her age. I wouldn't have had to lie so much in the early days. So many of you have been following a recipe for a long time in your life. And there's some things you just do you don't even have to think about. Because a new pattern has developed. You can not make up the recipe, but you know the recipe. You know when patience is supposed to be the ingredient on this particular occasion. You know when compassion is required in the soup of the day, in your life, because of what's going on or who it's going to be served to. You and I, we've been given a recipe. You know, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, it says to your faith, add. Those of you who work with recipes, that's an important word, add. Add this, add that. I'll just give you a tip. If you're baking a cake, don't add tarragon. Or cardamom or whatever it's called. There's these names in the spice cupboard that, yeah. I've tasted those. And on their own, the first year of marriage, cooking wasn't so bad. But when you put it with the right stuff, you put the right ingredients into your life, it leaves a good taste in other people's mouths. Yeah, 2 Peter 1, it says, faith, add virtue. To your virtue, add knowledge. To your knowledge, add self-control. to self-control, add some steadfastness, add some godliness, add some brotherly affection with love. I will tell you that I've had other people make the same recipe that my wife makes. And I'm telling you that it does not taste the same. And that doesn't mean that what they made was bad. It just doesn't taste the same. There's something my wife has or does. But it took decades. How is this person, how is this Christian person just so compassionate? You share a need and you can see the compassion start to pour out of them, that they'll weep with you. They don't go over the top and they're dramatic, but they just, you feel the authenticity of their compassion. You pick any attribute of God that you want, and you see it in their life. Watched it happen in people's lives. I've watched it happen in my own. I have known people before they were believers and what they were like, and then when they walked with God through time and knew the recipes and what to add to their life, what they've become. How mean, hard, cold people, critical people. Through a new recipe, out with the old, in with the new, and they're being fashioned for a special occasion. The occasions in their life where they run into a stranger or someone they've grown to know that they need some hope, or they need some healing, or they need some wisdom. And this person, through their transformation, God has prepared them, is a marvelous meal for somebody else. To give them a taste of what God is like. You see, before God, and when we came to God, some of the first recipes were what to take out, what not to put in the pot. Don't put this in the casserole of your life. Ephesians 4 talks about it. Rid yourself of bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, every form of malice, and you know, the list could go on and on. There's certain things you just don't put in certain recipes. And when we're a believer and Christ is in our life, there are certain things that don't belong in the pot. And we got to go through this transformation and weed some things out. You ever put a little too much of something in something? It ruined it. It ruined it. But when it's all working, we got the right things in and the right amounts, and they're coming into our life. I will tell you, when I know Sue has been cooking, I look forward to walking in that front door. Because it smells good. I'll tell you this. I can pull into the driveway, finish up a phone call, hang up, get out of my truck, and there's certain meals that I'll be in the driveway. In my mouth, this is the truth, I will smell that savory fragrance of the spices she's using. Now, this generally doesn't happen when we have roast beef and mashed potatoes, but when she's making Indian food, and I'm out in the driveway, I know what's on the stove. And it doesn't matter if I had a late lunch. I don't have to act hungry. I don't have to pretend being hungry anymore, and I don't have to lie anymore. I have become holy. This is what other people, this is how they're supposed to feel after they've been with you. And when they come to see you again, that their mind remembers that favorite meal and the fragrance and the savoriness of your life. Psalm, in the book of Psalm, in its verse 8, that's what I had to remember. It's chapter 34, but it's verse 8. It says this, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." When you experienced his love, his forgiveness, the message of his grace and who he was, and you heard the message about a past can be wiped away because he's made a way for you. He has prepared a meal for you in the presence of your enemy, Psalm 23. A place where you can come and you can taste of the Lord's goodness and who he is. And wow. You know what it's like. You've been to a restaurant and you said, "I'll come back here. Oh, I'll order that again." You've also been to the place that says, that you say, "I won't be coming back here anytime soon." Somebody says, "Hey, we're looking for a new place to eat." You will not recommend that place. You'll recommend another place. Because of how it smells, how it looks, most importantly, how it tastes. I have tried things that I would not dare eat, but I've tried them at a restaurant that knew how to do it, and all of a sudden, things taste good that I would never have put in my mouth. I will tell you this, I am really blessed in another way with Sue because I have become a pretty cultured guy. I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin. Meat and potatoes. Meatloaf. And every other Friday night, pizza from Luigi's. That was about the extent of my culture. We've lived in some marvelous cities that had a lot of culture and, you know, had Greek towns, had Chinatowns, had great Indian restaurants, the list goes on. You know the places that leave a good taste in your mouth. Have you ever been with a person that when you leave, you just said, "You know, I just got a whole bad taste about that whole experience with that person"? Here's the question. What taste are you leaving in people's mouths from their experience with you when they walk away? Because there is a recipe book for you and I so that they can taste and see that the Lord is good. You're going to have to rid yourself. I've rid myself of some things. I'm going to have to add a lot of things. But I want you to remember this. It takes time. It takes time. He is our master. But for us to die to ourselves and for the Spirit to master us, that we taste like God, it takes time. Don't throw in the towel. Don't condemn yourself. Just spend more time in the kitchen. Would you stand with me, please? I made a little fun about that box down there being runner-up to the Ark of the Covenant, but I want you to know this is the Ark of His covenant. And His recipe and His holy word are in these pages. The recipe for you and I to put together a delightful pot by the help of the Holy Spirit that our life begins to smell good to people. Starts to look good to people. And most of all, it starts to taste good. And when they walk away, they say, "I look forward to the next time I get to be with that person." Learned something years ago. people will forget much of what you say, but they never forget how they feel around you. That they remember. I've been in the ministry long enough that there's been people along the way, and even in recent days, that said, you know, I thought of you the other day, and I remember when you said this, or I remember when you preached this. And that's nice. It's kind. And I can do that for people in my life. I remember when they said something, or a quote, or... But you know what draws me back is not the quote. It's how I felt around them. They left a good taste in my mouth. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And let that fragrance and that flavor be in you. Let people dine in your company. Let them feast off of the things you've put into your life, the things that aren't there, that shouldn't be there. That they would be drawn. It's going to take work. It's going to take effort. It's going to be taking good notes. I still take notes. I said something or did something, and it wasn't wrong and it wasn't bad. But you know what? I could have done that a little better. Needed a little more salt. Needed a little more this, a little more that. And more cheese is always good. See? You've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. What taste are we leaving in others' mouths?
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.